One thing the coverage of this race keeps returning to is Africa, specifically, that the African bloc is being courted more aggressively than perhaps any other regional grouping. And the reason why tells you a lot about how this election actually works.
And while the General Assembly doesn't formally choose the Secretary General, it ratifies the Security Council's recommendation. The General Assembly's preferences carry enormous informal weight, particularly because African countries also have relationships with Security Council members, including the rotating non-permanent seats, that can shape how informal signals are read. Africa has 54 member states in the General Assembly. It represents the largest single regional bloc by vote count in the UN system and interpreted during the straw poll process.
The presence of Macky Sall in this race is itself a signal of African ambition for the role. Sall served as president of Senegal until recently and brings the kind of head of state credibility that few candidates in any cycle can claim. He's not from Latin America, which means under the informal rotation system, his candidacy is technically out of cycle. But Sall's campaign appears to be operating on the premise that if no Latin American candidate can get through the P5 filter cleanly, the rotation convention might be waived. And Africa, which has never produced a Secretary General from sub-Saharan Africa, Kofi Annan being the notable exception, would be the logical alternative.
Kofi Annan, of course, was Ghanaian and served two terms from 1997 to 2006. But his succession went to Ban Ki-moon of South Korea and then Guterres of Portugal, meaning the last two cycles have both been outside African representation. The argument that Africa is owed a more central role in the institution's leadership isn't just rhetorical. It reflects genuine frustration within the African Union about how the Security Council's permanent membership structure marginalizes African voices on the issues that affect African populations most directly.
The candidates who are actively campaigning in African capitals, and reporting suggests Bakhelat has been particularly active in this outreach, drawing on her credibility from her human rights work as UN High Commissioner. Are doing so because they understand that African states' relationships with Security Council members, particularly China and Russia on one hand and France, which segues into the reform debate, but let me stay on the coalition math for a moment. On the other, create leverage points that aren't visible from the formal straw poll numbers alone.
France's relationship with Francophone Africa is complicated but enduring. China has spent the last decade building infrastructure relationships across the continent through Belt and Road investments. Russia has been aggressively expanding its military and political presence in the Sahel through Wagner-affiliated operations. Each of these P5 members has preferences about who leads the UN, and those preferences are informed partly by who they believe will be most sympathetic, or at least hostile, to their strategic interests. African governments who understand these dynamics become pivotal brokers.
Espinosa's case is worth noting here too. She served as Ecuador's foreign minister. She was elected president of the UN General Assembly's 73rd session in 2018, and she's been a vocal advocate for multilateral reform. Her name recognition within the UN system is high, but she hasn't broken through in the straw poll numbers in a way that signals serious viability. The question for candidates like her and Baki is whether September's rounds will reshuffle the board or simply confirm the top three.
The Africa courtship also reveals something important about how the informal rotation system creates odd incentive structures. Under the convention, the seat belongs to Latin America this cycle. But Latin America itself is not a unified bloc. Different Latin American governments have different affinities for different candidates. And a divided Latin American bloc could theoretically produce a situation where African and Asian member states weigh in more decisively to break a deadlock.